theorem. It says that we call that the algebra of multiple theta values is spanned by 1, and the multiple theta values you've seen them in talks before. And the weight of a multiple theta value is the sum of these coefficients. This gives a filtration.
This is only k conversion value, right?
Yeah. And this theorem says that if you take a form on one of these moduli spaces of top degree, then its integral over the associated that sitting inside the real points is the multiple theta value of 8 plus minus 3. And every multiple theta value arises in this way, and this is due to function of Concierge. So we can rephrase this as follows. Say that integration is a map from the infinity opera to the linearly dual opera of the commodity opera. With multi-theta coefficients. And it sends the operation of arity n, cyclic arity n, that the associated the cell structure they have is exactly the infinite opera. So now you can kind of see where I'm going with this. I'm constructing a morphism with this as the source, and I want to map it to the BV opera. Currently I only go into here. So now I want to continue. I want to map from here into the BV opera somehow. This I will do in two steps. First ingredient you need is what Brown called the dihedral mystic-semiological connection, which is really as the mystic-semiological connection, but expressed with different generators. Let LDM the algebra generated by a chord or a variable for each chord on the endon, and mod the following relation of relations I minus 1 j plus delta I J minus 1 minus delta I minus 1 J minus 1 minus delta I J, and then you do the same thing with some other indices K and L, say, so you should get 0 all the indices are distinct. So this is isomorphic, at least if I understand Brown correctly. And one thing that is particularly nice about this presentation of the Lie algebra of spherical rates is that you have an operand structure which is very easy to describe. Euler polygons with composition maps. It's a plan model for connection, I will call it as alpha, given as the sum over all chords, and I take the form corresponding to that chord and the corresponding generator of this dihedral algebra. So this is Brown's terminology. This connection is flat and compatible with regularized restriction. This is the way Brown phrased this statement, and using operands I can phrase it differently. then it gives a morphism of Barnard cooperants DG algebras. Cochain complex on the dihedral braids to the cohomology of the open modular spaces. So a flat connection is a Markov element. The Markov element is the same as the Markov algebras, like this. And then that it's compatible with regularized restriction means that it's a Markov complex. Side here, compare with the Benoit in this talk, he mentioned what he called the corner map. On the regular braids to the homology algebra, this is. Maybe I'll call this algebra the algebra P. I'm not sure. So it's completely analogous. So far, what do I have? I have kind of integration. We interpret that as a map into like so. And then I can use my regularized restriction to go into this, and then I can use the Knishnik somological connection of the dihedral version there. So in the last step I will now go from here into the PD operand. Plus the sum
going from 1 to n, bik, 0. This is decimal spare from Ripon braids.
Sorry, this factor of two.
Yeah,
does it mean that you eventually want to do it over integers, or because otherwise, right, it doesn't seem to make
No, it's not important, but it makes life easier because.
You take good products.
Yeah, because I. Well, this is. I don't know if I will talk about it today, but.
If you want to take the good product or about play?
No, but you can define cyclic operative tadpole graphs as. Yeah, by the initialization of this, and then I want the representation of this in polyvector fields, like usual. And then for this to make sense, I need this. I don't need it, but the prefactors and the formulas for the graphs are much.
Mm-hmm. So, but from the topological viewpoint, you can see that the solution is that, like, you put the I the points are going to go around, and this is going the point number I, and this is going to be trigger. But then you want also that the vector at I is going to do a full turn, yeah. And this, and then when you co-product this, you are going to set, with this solution, you probably co-product this.
So these ribbon braid the algebras, they are planar operad, and if you take the associated Chevalier-Heisenberg homology operad, then you recover the Batalevich-Kovitsky operad. This is not new, I don't know who proved it actually, but one reference is Shivera, his paper where he proves that you get a formality from the framed discs. For the framed disc topper, he's one associated. And the kind of correspondence is that E12 is bracket. S1 is BD operator, and then the unit is find a mask of three algebras and the dihedral braids to the spherical ribbon braids. In the following formula, I take delta ij, and here I represent it so that I is less than j, and I send it to here I have less than or equal. This is a map of
operands or planar operands. Yeah, it was. And actually the hardest part of this statement, so less explicit but useful way to rewrite this comma is that it is this composition of spherical rhythm breaks. Find the position rules for ribbon braids. The fact that you can rewrite it like this lets you show that it respects operand compositions, at least. And it's also not so difficult to show that it's a map of Lie algebras. And the most difficult part is actually showing that it respects cyclic symmetry. This is supposed to be a map of planar operands. It's a long computation. I don't know any specific arguments for why it does. It just kind of miraculously that it does write it out.
It's
not an
isomorphism.
No.
It's objective?
No. So now I have everything I need. So now I have constructed this map, and let's see some of its properties. Well, U3, or what maybe we call the so I'm using cyclic arrows here. This is the binary product. So why is that? Well, the only form here is is a point, so it's 1 here. And mu 4 is 0 because there are no convergence diagrams that you can draw on square, or this is 0. So there's nothing to integrate, and then the next thing is in mu 5.
coefficient is C2, and then you have an operation saying take the bracket of inputs 1 and 3, multiply this using the usual commutative product with the bracket between input 2 and input 4. And then there are 14 other terms. So how do you get this one? This is one dimensional, span by this one, if you like. And then to get this, you just have to work through what my gamma here does and so on. And you end up with a lot of terms. But it's essentially combinatorial. So the only transcendence step in this construction is these weights. And there are not too many of them. If you compare with construction reconciliation deformation compensation, you have lots of graphs. And there are much less appearing. It still explodes after a while, but still it's sort of smaller. And I should say that this operation represents the factor Q in so this means that my structure is, first of all, it's homotopy non-trivial, and secondly, by the diagram that I drew in the beginning as motivation, it must correspond to some associator. And I can't answer which at the moment, but it seems, I would be very surprised if it's any other associator than the kinetic symbological associator. And in a sense, I don't know how well posed the question is. But anyway, my infinity structure nu, it defines a map like so, and the one there goes to theta 2, that's the coefficient here, and then as far as I've been able to check the tetrahedron, or the first generator of TRT, was to see the three. And further than that, I've not been able to compute anything, but this is, when we compare the situation, the kinetic symbological associator defines an analogous map, right? Or maybe you should put here the augmentation ideal quotient by products. And you also see the correspondence with associators here. So the kind of factor that's often called mu in an associator. Using DRT, you can set it to anything, but you can't set it to zero. And this is kind of the prefactor of this. And this reflects the fact that theta 2 is in some sense arbitrary. You can gauge away theta 2. So by normalizing differential forms differently or something, you can change theta 2 to something, but you can't get it to be zero. instruction might be useful. It appears, say. All right, there's one important remark. So the first is that the adjoint action of the DV bracket acts by derivations of the same structure. And this means in particular that it is compatible with this thing by Maracatan elements in the PV algebra. And this is very useful for many computations, in situations you find a free resolution, something resembling polyvector fields. And you write down by the structure nu on that, and then you want to pass the cohomology to what this is a resolution of. And typically you can do that by twisting the differential by a Maracatan element. And the structure is compatible with it. It also has importance for if you want to reinterpret all this in terms of graphs and the graph complex cohomology, but let's talk about that. And I claim that this is the correct structure for all PV algebras that we imagine come from an algebra of the frame little disks. But this is a bit vague, this slogan, but and it ties back into the diagram that I drew in the beginning. So it's a and that the new here is an algebraic incarnation of this map. So when you have some algebra for this, you're interested in the structure you get over the little intervals by restriction, if you're looking at this new. Of course, there are some formality issues also for the algebra involved. Another remark is that A infinity algebras define homology classes on uniform moduli spaces, curves of some arithmetic genus G and no punctures. And this is by Koncevich. State some model interpreted thing in terms of Riemann graphs. And now, since every BV algebra by my construction defines an A infinity algebra, we can add it. Hence, so do BV algebras. Very much like to know what classes. So typically there aren't that many examples in literature of explicit infinity algebras that are kind of small and controlled. This construction lets you generate such examples. How much time do I have left?
How much time do you need?
The only thing I'm
consider talking about this as a few examples. To see it kind of in action. Take polyvector fields, so I take multi-theta coefficients of my polyvectors and I take them to be polynomial and I want them to vanish toward a 2 at the origin. And I consider these as polyvectors on the parametric plane, so I should say a very closely related but not polynomial. Algebra polyvector fields is considered by Costello in his work on the V model or something. And we take volume form D set over set. And divergence gives an ED operator. Expression with the derivative of this polynomial multiplied by z square and the polynomial itself z. The kind of curious thing about this is that it's injective on the fields. So the equation setting this to zero, it has no polynomial solutions. Easy to see. And since it's injective, it means that I maybe don't have any good feeling because I haven't written down how the higher homotopies work, but this in itself means that a priori all the higher ones are non-zero. So a priori, you can't prove this statement without proving some transcendence properties of multi-theta values, for example, the coefficients, that no combination of coefficients is non-zero, and so on. But so it's kind of easy to show that mu phi, which kind of determines just that it's non-trivial, it's non-zero. And this is a very small example of an infinity algebra. And a priori it has higher homotopies to all orders. Another a bit slightly related example. Take the B model, dual to the A model of pair of paths. This is, I'm just quoting from the literature here, this is not something I figure out on my own. This is the Landau-Ginzburg model of the potential W, x, y, z. This should have degree or R charge 2, 2, and minus 2. And then the closed state space of this is, you can compute it as
lots of fancy words, but it ends up being something quite elementary. You take the cohomology of polyvector fields. Now these are graded according to these gradients. And you have a differential. I'm taking the bracket here. But like I said, my structure is compatible with twisting biomarker elements, so I will get something in this cohomology. Let's call this H. So take the cocycle, let's call it kappa, which is x dx minus y dy. Then you can compute explicitly. You take new phi here and you insert this kappa into the first two slots, and then I take just two polynomials f and g in the variable x. So x, all polynomials in x line image. This contains. You compute and you get coefficient theta 2 and x squared f second derivative times q plus f prime times q prime and then x f g. And what you end up with. It works on the cohomology level. And in particular, mu phi is non zero. So.
Just to make sure, we're not supposed to understand.
No, it's just fancy words to indicate that this is something that people might be interested in. Mm-hmm. And that mu phi on this basis is non trivial. So it does give something homotopy non trivial on this. And I should say that this is related to mirror symmetry, and then people imagine if you want mirror symmetry on the chain level, then you should account for that by homotopy algebra structures. So this is related to mirror symmetry on the chain level. So, maybe one last example. I won't do anything. Take loop space homology. The loop space of a sphere. It's almost the simplest possible imaginable case. So various theorems say that this is the Hoshian cohomology of the cohomology algebra of the sphere. And then you can kind of. So this is kx mod x squared, where x is degree 2, right? And you can pick a resolution. Q, say, which is x squared dy, and the cohomology is this. So, Hoshian cohomology, I can compute the Hoshian cohomology of this differential gradient thing instead. And then this is computed by the Hoshian Poisson Trotson by polyvector fields, essentially. So,
it ends up being the cohomology of x y dx ui. And now these polyvector fields have a differential dq. This q is a Morel-Cantor element, so I twist the differential. Twist everything like this. And I won't do any computations, but this is what it equals. And it has 1, 0, mu 5. In this case, you can even write down an explicit homotopy. Transfer the infinity structure here to the infinity structure here, very explicitly. I show that it's possible. Those are the most important examples of it. And at the moment.
Questions?
So there is a map from Gershwin-Hub operator to the BV operator. Can it be that your map factors through?
No, not on the nose.
Because I mean, what you have shown there are always just new words.
Yeah, but there are also braces that are not new words.
Yeah, but then I don't understand. I mean, you said there's a lot of tumors, and you said it's 10 to
10. Yeah, so it must be homotopic to something that factorizes.
It must.
It should be homotopic to something that factorizes. Yes. But not on the nose. It doesn't factorize except as written.
Any other questions? So you showed some examples where you encounter some zeta values, and in general you probably encounter multiple zeta values. But do you know you get more or less all of them, or whatever, or there are some restrictions that you know of?
No, none. All should occur.
So normally all of them would show up. But then only the conversion points. So is there some version of your theory where one can reintroduce the divergent ones? For instance, you said at some point in low degrees there is nothing, but does it depend on some choices? Can one reintroduce whatever, Z1 or something to change?
My suggestion for such a thing would be to... multiple zeta like this, I could take motivic. And then play around with trying to find different evaluations of this.
Are there, like, for instance, Z1, would it be a coefficient of this square with one diagonal, or I'm not sure, where you said it would be nothing normally? Or
so, yes, just in this we would introduce anything, but you could maybe then allow something that has, that would be divergent, and figure out some more standard evaluation into actual numbers. That would be my idea for how to realize such a thing.
Any other questions? If not, thanks again.